live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
How you doing, Freak Nation? What is it? 6 or 7 days till Christmas? 6 days of shopping left? Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Statman, you got Crash Gladys her barrel of whiskey yet?
And the straw.
Yeah.
No, please no.
Right?
Wine, yes. Whiskey, no.
Statman, you still drinking cognac?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the major food groups, isn't it?
Yeah. What day of the week it is. What about you, Freak Nation? What are you drinking tonight? What do you want for Christmas? If you had a choice of alcoholic beverage, endless alcohol for 24 hours.
Drip. An alcohol drip.
Yeah. What would it be? And Speed Freaks, we're there on Twitter, Facebook, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Again, how you doing, man? That's how you play ball with the Freak Nation tonight. Doing it up from the Lucas Oil Studios as we've done it for over 16 years. And now into our 17th, 16 and a half years. What's that, Stat?
How long is that? 16 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time. You know, especially the people who been to jail since we went on here.
Oh.
The ones who never thought you'd get 16 weeks, 16 days.
Ouch.
It is incredible, Freak Nation. Coming up in the show, Jeff Emig. Yep, former Supercross champion. Now one of the mainstays when it comes to your Supercross coverage for Supercross on Fox. Jeff Emig will be joining us right in about 20 minutes. Also, Eric Curran will be joining us. You recognize that name if you're a sports car fiend. Prototype champion for 2016 in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series. He joins us as well. Also tonight, don't know if we're going to get to all of them, but typically our last show of the year, last live show of the year, we have what are called the Freakies. We have Freakin' Race of the Year, Freakin' Racer of the Year, Freakin' Comeback of the Year, Freakin' Story of the Year, and Freak of the Year. Don't know if we'll be able to get to all five of those.
But we'll do our best.
Crasher, can you speak a little louder in that microphone? I have you way up there.
Hey, I can barely hear myself in my own headphones.
There you go. Well, turn them up, damn it.
They're up all the way.
Right,
those are words that you never thought you would ever
hear. Right?
Ever in life.
Crasher, please speak up.
All right. So we want you to chime in on that as well. Again, you could be a part of it on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Race of the Year, Racer of the Year, Comeback of the Year, Store of the Year, Freak of the Year. And be a little creative if you can, Freak Nation. Hit us up on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter at Speed Freaks.
Freak of the Year is obvious.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Freak of the Year is obvious.
You really think it's obvious?
Yes.
Statman, do you think it's obvious as Crasher seems to think it is?
No, it's not obvious because I bounced mine back and forth between Comeback and Freak. I mean, it's come on.
All right. Well, one driver can take multiple categories or rider because, of course, Supercross is part of this.
Right. So, that's kind of how we play here, Freak Nation. It doesn't have to be the obvious. You can dig deep in this and you can kind of wrap your own title around your driver. It doesn't even have to be a driver or a rider. It can be an event.
Oh.
It could be a sponsor of an event. It could be something that happened at an event. You follow me?
Oh,
doesn't have to be a person or a car. It can be something.
Except for, you're talking about specifically for Freak of the Year. Okay.
Yeah.
So it can be absolutely anything.
Right. It could be a fan. You follow me? That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation.
All right, then I take back what I said. Freak of the Year is not obvious.
Okay.
To me, it was if we were talking just drivers.
Right.
But, guess not.
What about presidential candidates?
Well, we're going to try and make this a Trump-free show, Statman.
That's impossible.
I promise you, I'm not going to say it after that last time.
All right. There you go.
Hey, a few weeks ago, we found out that Monster Energy, of course, is going to be the title sponsor for NASCAR. And word came out from Sports Business Daily that the Monster Energy deal to serve as the title sponsor for NASCAR's Premier Series beginning in 2017. It's a not a one, but a two-year deal with a two-year option worth about $20 million annually in rights. That includes, or that's, and also part of that, of course, is activation, which is still being determined by Monster and NASCAR. And if you go back and look
at... Okay, so hold on. This is less than Sprint Nextel.
If you go back and look at some of the numbers, allegedly, that some of the sources are saying that Sprint was paying anywhere from $65 to $75 million a year in rights and activation.
Oh, so NASCAR really had to swallow their pride with this Monster signing.
Well, according to Statman's wingman, Brian France, he called up SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and said that those numbers are way off. But Sports Business Daily continues to stand behind the numbers.
Yeah, who are you going to believe? Someone that did some serious digging and that's pretty reliable on what they put out there? Or the CEO of a series known to maybe falsify some numbers in the past?
No.
70 million fans! Oh, really? Really?
That means their fans are only worth about 30 cents a piece.
So to hear Brian France come out and try and debunk those numbers that Sports Business Daily put out, awfully interesting. But if let's just say that those numbers are right, both numbers, meaning Sprint was paying upwards of $75 million a year in rights and activation, Monster Energy, $20 million in rights and activation. And this was a trip that Brian France even talked about. This is a trip that he made himself. He made a trip to the Monster Energy headquarters for the initial meeting, and I think a couple of follow-up meetings after that, which, again, kind of goes back to our conversation on how much is that sponsorship really worth and how many of those Fortune 500 companies were begging to get through the door.
Not so many.
$20 million a year.
Down from $85 million a year, according to Sports Business Daily, Sports Business Journal.
Correct. Statman?
If those numbers are true, then there's been a heavy, heavy, heavy devaluation of the entire NASCAR brand to go from, let's say, 50, if you don't include the activation, 35 being generous, to go from 35 to 20, that's a 30% drop in, at least 30 or more percent drop in the value of the property. That's huge. And to go from a 5 or 10 year contract to a 2 year contract is even more devaluation. That's huge. You can't, you know, these numbers, if they are remotely close to true, it really shows where NASCAR has gone in the marketplace.
Look at those numbers compared to what Fox and NBC are paying in regards to broadcast rights. It's incredible.
Well, we knew. We talked about that on this very show. All three of us were in agreement that when the TV contracts were renewed, it was just a couple years ago, right? That was a ridiculous number, that the ratings were doing nothing but a downward decline, and that just didn't make sense what Fox had to pay. And it's one of the reasons ESPN, one of the many reasons ESPN got out. The TV rights deal made no sense when it was signed, yet they still went through with it. Now there's no way they're ever going to get a TV deal like that, at least not in our lifetimes, I don't believe, because those numbers are done.
You can go back and look at some of those numbers in regards to the net amount that the certain networks made. The Business Insider has some numbers in regards to NBC and Fox. It looks like the estimates are that Fox made $397.6 million and NBC made $297.4 million in ad revenue during Sprint Cup races in 2015. Based on the deals with this, Fox pays $380 million a year to NASCAR and NBC pays $440 million a year.
Oh, that's wow.
And Fox made their nut and another $17 million more in 2015, according to Business Insider, and NBC lost, gosh, over $140 million.
That's a lot of make goods.
Yep. Yep.
The numbers, they don't include side-by-side promos, ads running during pre- and post-race coverage, or, of course, cable subscription revenues. I understand that, but still, wow. Not some numbers you want to be bouncing around if you're sporting that NASCAR logo on your polo.
Yeah, but those, like I said, those numbers are done. Never again will they get TV deals like that. Never.
I don't think it's going to happen. Statman, we know how clandestine your good friend Bernie Ecclestone in Formula One is. And
so Statman, all of a sudden, in the last 10 minutes, is BFFs with Brian France and Bernie Ecclestone.
Right, right.
Wow.
Why do you think Statman's still on the show, man? He's he's in cahoots with two of the most powerful dudes in motorsports.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of it. Statman, we've had this conversation. Formula One, these countries that are throwing millions and billions of dollars at Formula One to have one race over one weekend. And then you take that and look what Formula One just wishes they could do here in the States. That there's no one that's going to throw that kind of cake at them. And we saw what's happened in Austin in regards to trying to keep that race alive, Stat.
It's a huge thing for Formula One to consider. You can't do Formula One without a public-private partnership. That means a government and a private entity stepping up and putting the money there. Because they're asking for 25 million. The numbers are as high as 25 million for rights fees. And then Formula One controls so much when they come in to the venue. So it's practically impossible to make money unless you look at it as an advertisement for your country to say, hey, come here. We're nice. We'll treat you well. And we're up to speed on everything that you need in Malaysia or Singapore or Abu Dhabi or Bahrain or any of the other places that they go. So, you know, but you're not going to get that from the United States because the government's not going to step up other than Texas. And once Texas decides it ain't worth it, then the race is in trouble. So, yeah, you've got huge problems meeting those kinds of demands from F1 because you're not going to get a public-private partnership in the United States very easily.
And you mentioned it's rights fees of upwards of $20 million. That's allegedly what Monster's paying for a full year of sponsorship with NASCAR. And Bernie Ecclestone has said this before, they don't need America. But at the same time, I don't know if it's still true, in America, I believe there's more Ferraris purchased in the U.S. still. And
in the world.
Mercedes also, yeah.
And I don't know how you can – I mean, evidently they're doing fine. But don't you think you've got to bend somewhere to continue to have a crown jewel in the lower 48?
Well, how do you – if you bend to the United States and say you give a 20 or 30% discount to the United States and you give them the race for $15 million. And then you go to Abu Dhabi and say, I want 25. And they say, yeah, okay. Go back in your hotel room and wait for me to send it over with the next Uber driver that comes around. It's just not going to happen. You can't discount when you're dealing with people if you pay $10 for something and then I come up and pay $7.50, you're going to look a little cross-eyed at the person at the counter, say, how come he gets it for less? And that's the major problem that is facing all of these sports promoters, especially in motor racing.
Good old Bernie Ecclestone in Formula One. Freak Nation coming up in... wow, 3 weeks. Supercross gets cranking, and it gets cranking for Anaheim 1. Jeff Emig, he's won his share of Supercross races and motocross races, and of course, as Supercross champion, he's been one of the stalwarts on the coverage for Fox Sports with Ricky Carmichael and Ralph Shaheen. Jeff Emig joins us next, Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks.
Mario Andretti answering the phones at Speed Freaks World Headquarters.
Hello, this is Mario Andretti. You've reached the offices of Speed Freaks.
Speed Freaks, hauling Andretti's hardware.
You're listening to the Speed Freaks, the only group that could carry my jockstrap.
So what the f*** is AJ thinking?
I'm AJ Foyt and you're listening to Speed Freaks. They also want me to sign their butt, but I won't.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hey, cat people, it's the holiday season. The last thing you want to do is worry about your cat's pooper. So, as Elsa would say, let it go, right? So, sign up for monthly deliveries from CatSpotLitter.com and forget about running out to the pet store for a last-minute purchase. CatSpot Litter is the best litter in the industry. It's organic, it eliminates odors, it's lightweight, it's seconds as a garden soil, and it's delivered monthly to your door. Take the stress out of your holiday season. Heck, take the stress out of our world. Huh? Did you know there's 11 billion pounds? Yes, that's billion with a B. 11 billion pounds of unbiodegradable clay litter per year dumped in our landfills. You can stop that nonsense now. Go to catspotlitter.com. Just do the right thing this holiday season. Do it for you. Do it for your friends and family. Do it for your cats. And do it for our planet. Go healthy. Go organic. How about making it a New Year's resolution? Convert now. CatSpotLitter.com. That's CatSpotLitter.com.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Happy holidays, Freak Nation. This is an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Eric Curran, 2016 prototype champion for your IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series. He's going to be joining us. Got your Freakies of the Year coming up. But first, it's been a while since we had Jeff Emig here in the Freak Nation. Of course, Supercross champion, and as I said earlier, a mainstay when it comes to your Fox Sports coverage. He, along with Ricky Carmichael and Ralph Shaheen. And Emig, I saw where a little earlier this year where you signed with Husqvarna. When you and I met each other back in the 80s, if I would have said, hey, dude, this Kawasaki that you're riding, you're going to be sporting Husqvarna in about 20, 25 years, would you have just slapped the hell out of me?
Well, I probably wanted to slap the hell out of you anyway, but that would have given me justification for my actions. Certainly in after Jackie Martin's 500cc world title in 93, Husqvarna definitely went through a lot of transitions. There was a lot of lean years as the company had different ownership from a couple different corporations, but that ain't the case now, man. We have some badass motorcycles and a pretty incredible company that I've joined with, so I really couldn't be happier.
That's so true, and what's incredible to me is to see the evolution of other brands in outdoor and Supercross, whether it was KTM, and they finally win a championship. At one time, they were a laughingstock, but when Husqvarna's winning races and legitimately winning races, it's unlike some other motorsports that are losing manufacturers. Outdoor and Supercross are gaining manufacturers.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really have to credit a lot of the recent success to the foundation that the president of KTM/Husqvarna USA, John Eric Broson, has put in place, and the people that he has surrounded himself with and built the company with. It's no secret KTM and Husqvarna are one and the same company, two brands under the same umbrella, if you will. So they really work together nicely. But Husqvarna as a company is, especially this year, the bikes are really awesome. We went to basically back to like an all-white look with the bikes. They're striking. They're really appealing to all of our customers. Like I said, I've got a 125, a 252 stroke. I got a 450. I got one of these new 65s that they have out for my kids. We just got back from riding today. So, yeah, like I said, I'm in a really good place. And I had a lot of great years, a lot of great memories on Team Green and Kawasaki. And fortunately now Husqvarna and Team White is my future.
Jeff Emig, Supercross champion, and again, one of the mainstays when it comes to the coverage on Fox Sports. We get set for the 2017 Monster Energy Supercross kicking off at Anaheim 1, and still reverberating through some of the minds of Supercross fans is the timed races. Now we're going to have timed races for the 2017 season, really the first major change since maybe the mid-late 80s. You as a former rider, what's the pros and cons of having a timed race versus straight-up 15-lap main event, or 20-lap?
Well, this is one of those changes that, to me, I don't really see there being any cons. We did with the Premier class. We did try the format with two heat races and one last chance qualifier. We went back to a format where there were semi qualifiers, so there's basically three chances to get to the main event. The big thing is that when we would have races where the lap times were really short or really long, it was driving our producer on Fox Sports 1, Chris Vaughn, is driving him nutty. And our producers from Fox Sports, Pete Richards and Michael Prince, and all these guys that have to time everything out, we're either really heavy on the show and we're not going to make the top of the hour off air, or we just ended the main event and we've got 15 minutes left to fill. So, I think that the time aspect of racing is just going to build some consistency into our schedule, and that's going to be good for everyone. I think as a rider, I mean, whatever, okay, so now I train for 20 minutes plus one lap. I don't think that it's going to affect the riders in any way.
But it kind of also, at least for fans, maybe fans on the periphery, Jeff Emig, it kind of sort of makes sense to do something like this because it makes it more like motocross. I know those are 30-minute races, but they can just understand things maybe a little bit better as well.
I mean, obviously, we have a great graphics company that we work with on Fox Sports, and so we'll have, you know, really, you know, for sure the first couple races you're going to hear Ralph Shaheen just hammering home comments about the new schedule, and here's what to look for, and here's the timer clock on the, you know, left side of your screen or wherever they're going to put it, and we'll really be, you know, Ralph and Ricky, Jenny and myself, we're all going to be kind of building our instincts of learning the timed aspect of it and how that relates to the race also.
Well, another question.
Sorry, I don't know if that answered your question, Crash, but
well, it did sort
it's
of.
Great to hear your voice. It's great to hear your voice, I must say.
You too, man. And I cannot wait until Anaheim 1 when we see you on TV as well. It never fails. Kenny and I, wherever we are, if we're not there in person, if we're watching it on TV, Kenny's like, my man, Jeff, you always drop something in that first Anaheim race where Kenny is just, you're proud of him, aren't you, Kenny?
Not really. Don't say that with him on the damn phone, Crash.
You guys must be in the bar when you're watching. You get a little bit complimentary after you have a couple cocktails. You're like, I really like that guy, my old friend. You start dropping things like that, right. You know. Oh, man.
Hey, Jeff, I've got a question.
Hot toddies this time of year, yeah. Flowing.
I've got a question that's a little bit different from the Supercross season. I want your opinion on when Monster Energy was announced as the title sponsor of NASCAR. With Monster Energy being so heavily involved with Supercross for so many years, was that kind of a shock to you, or what were your thoughts when you heard that they were also going to be in NASCAR?
I don't think that it was a shock, and I didn't have any conversations with any of the guys at Monster beforehand. I think personally, as it relates to Supercross, I think that it will, just knowing how the individuals and the founders of Monster have always been so committed to Supercross, and they really feel that it's like the foundation, like almost like a passion place where they put, put their sponsorship dollars. But how the two motorsports here in the U.S., the two top motorsports with, you know, with NASCAR and Supercross, you know, we're going to draw a couple more lines together, just like we did with the Whole Shot Challenge in Atlanta at the Georgia Dome last year, where,
right,
you know, a handful of drivers were on motocross bikes doing a drag race style thing. Certainly an individual like Ricky Carmichael, who's dipped a foot into, you know, stock car racing. There'll be a lot of cross promotion that way. So, for us personally, you know, I'm a Supercross guy through and through. I love to go to other races. I got out to Pomona and things like that. I think that my personal opinion is that Monster Energy Supercross, the Monster Energy Cup, those things are really synonymous with what we do. But that's kind of where it gets a little bit crazy, because that was the first thing I heard is like, oh, now the NASCAR guys are racing for the Monster Energy Cup, and I'm like, we already got one of those, so somebody's gonna have to change their name.
Yeah, I think Supercross gets to keep it, because we have yet to hear what the trophy is going to be called in NASCAR, because you're right, they can't call it the Monster Energy Cup. That is Supercross.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in the family, you know. I think when just like Speed Freaks, you know, we're all part of one big motorsports family, and when you really gets down to it, even though we operate and live in our own space, we certainly respect and admire the other motorsports. I mean, like I said, when I made it out to out to the last round of the NHRA, made it out for the final day, I mean I hadn't been to a race in a while, and it was awesome, man. It just reminded me of my youth and love seeing all of the guys out there, and so I think it all works.
Jeff Emig, I'm sitting here listening to you. I really appreciate when we first would talk to you at Anaheim or wherever, you were a racer on television, and now you've become an analyst. So I'm going to ask you an analyst kind of question, because you seem like you understand broadcasting a lot more. People are trying to get the millennial audience to watch and pay attention to what they do on television or wherever, especially in a racing perspective. Supercross seems to have a control on that. What's Supercross doing that the other guys can't seem to put together?
Well, one thing that is that we have going for us in this aspect that you're talking about there, Statman, is you know, I was just out at one of the local tracks right now. We're doing some filming, some special marketing stuff. So I had my kids out riding. My kids are 9 and 12, but they're on the they're on the mini bike track, and there's little kids out there that are like 3 years old, 4 years old. Oh. And so certainly the participation is much younger than what you would be in a stock car, you know. So when it comes to things like that, I think that we just hit, you know, a younger demographic that way. So, I think Feld's really primed for a good transition. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about millennials and centennials and participation and you know, audience growth. Feld's in a great place because little boys, they love monster trucks and they love dirt bikes. That's all there is to it. And we're finding that more and more as the years pass, a percentage of our riders are young women, young girls. You know, there's always a fight to be had. There's always, you know, you're always going to be battling the other sports, the other things that take the time away from your kids, from the kids when you want new customers. But, I know that there's a big group effort with what's happening with Supercross and the companies within the industry to really make sure that we're appealing as best we can to the younger generation.
Knowing what you know now, Jeff Emig, if you could go back and start your career again, I imagine it would be vastly different in how you approach sponsors, factory teams, how you would create the brand Jeff Emig, right?
Well, first thing, yeah, that I would have bought in the mid 90s, I would have bought a bunch of shares of this little company called Yahoo. You're of age, that man. You got a little more wisdom now than what you did when you were younger, right? I mean, that's how it goes. There's a lot of things that I could regret in my own career, and a lot of things you're like, well, man, well, I kind of should have done that different. But you just don't get the chance to do that. So,
excuse me, Jeff. Let me ask you in a different way then. Okay. When you see guys coming into the sport now, don't you want to just grab them and say, look, you're doing it all wrong?
Yeah, but there were guys, mentors to me, that were trying to tell me the same thing back in the 80s, or back in the 90s, I should say. You know, to be a Supercross racer at this level, you have to be half crazy in certain ways. There is a bit of ego and arrogance and confidence all kind of wrapped into one, and hopefully, you know, you don't get it too far into the negative where it's unappealing. But we all just kind of want to do things our own way. I think that's why people become dirt bike riders. They're a bit rebellious, and they love the aspect of it just being them. There's no, you know, team per se, like on, let's say, a football team or a baseball team. So I don't know if I can accurately answer your question, but that's the best I got right now.
Jeff Emig joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios, getting set for Anaheim 1 Supercross. And one or two surprises that you're looking forward to this year. Maybe not necessarily a named rider. I know that you're a fan of, I think, Alex Martin in the Outdoor Series. But what about for 2017?
Yeah, in the Lucas Oil Pro Motocross Championship, yeah, he had a heck of a summer, no doubt about it. I don't know if it's going to be much of a surprise, but, in the 250 class, Monster Energy Pro Circuit Kawasaki, they've got Austin Forster signed up to a multi-year deal, kid from Missouri, farm boy out from the middle of nowhere, and this kid is just, he is so amazing and so legit, and we're really going to see him blossom into, I believe, the type of dominance at his level that we might have seen out of James Stewart or somebody like that when he was a rookie. So I think he's going to be something special, yeah. I know, some big words. Nice. Okay, Austin, you got to back it up.
Pressure's on, Austin.
Yeah.
What about of those names collectively, you could put them all together, the names that are expected to compete, who are you favoring?
Well, I mean, there's always going to kind of be that top tier and then that next tier, you know, and then the ones that are kind of not making the right decisions or don't seem to be putting it together. I mean, you start off with Dungy, the champion. You know, he got injured early in the summer, so he's a lot of time off, and then he's gotten himself back in shape. I feel like he's in a really good place. And you go maybe next on the list to the 450 champion from Lucas Oil Pro Motocross Championship, Ken Roczen. I didn't get a chance to watch the Fox Sports 1 preseason Supercross show today. It's on my DVR, but he seems to be very confident. And like I talked about earlier, I threw those words together, like confidence and arrogance, right? Like, where does that land? Does it go into the arrogant, part of the spectrum, or is he just really confident and believes in himself? So, from what I hear, there's some really good comments and everything on our preseason TV special on Fox Sports 1. So, I'll get a chance to watch that later on tonight. So, those two guys are really the ones that everyone has their eye on. You've got Jason Anderson, Marvin Musquin. I think both of those guys are going to be outstanding. And if I had to say, because Roczen and Dungy aren't necessarily long shots, but you give me a long shot right now that's like your 100-1, I'm going to put some money down before the season, I'm going Musquin or Anderson. I feel like those guys are both going to have breakout years.
Should Trey Gennard just hang it up?
Oh, God.
Ah, man. Oof. That was pretty bold.
I know. I love Trey Gennard.
We all do.
Come on.
Damn
it. That's the equivalent to getting kicked in the nuts. No, man. I'm a big fan of Trey. He's a great dude. His riding is amazing. But he's got to change something in his thought process, something of how what he does when he's on the machine, the choices that he makes. Maybe it has something to do with the mechanics of his technique on the bike, but he just can't get injured like this. I mean, he's had twice as many injuries than one person should have in a lifetime. And he's got a new ride with Red Bull KTM and all that. And hopefully some newfound wisdom to just keep it in a comfortable zone. Because if he can't do that, you know, it's like, the foundation keeps getting crushed and he builds it back up, but he builds it on such a thin foundation, right? He has the ability to come back from injuries and win right away, and then it seems like he's injured again. So kind of just needs to hear, and as I would say that he's entering like the latter part of his career, man, he's got to find a way. First off is to ride every main event of the season. That'd be the first goal. Wow. Because if you can't do that, you're never going to win the title. Right?
Now, see, now you're answering my question, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's what I was looking for. It just took you a little time.
I like answering Kenny's questions better than yours.
Yeah.
No, man, I love you, Statman. We go way back.
Way back.
Well, before we let you go, Jeff Emig, you brought up Missouri with Austin Faulkner, and I got to say, congratulations to you. Were you just inducted to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, the first motorcyclist ever?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's the first motorcycle rider/racer ever. And so I spent part of my youth in Missouri, part of it in Kansas, but certainly a majority of my racing as a youngster was in Missouri, some of it down there by Springfield where the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame is, at a place called Possum Hollow. We used to ride this place with trails down in Chadwick, down south of there. I literally haven't been back in that area for, well, how old am I? man, it's been a while. Let's put it that way. But the interesting thing is, among all the great memories that I have racing motocross, as a kid, you know, I mean, I raced all over the state. I raced the Kansas City Supercross as an amateur in, like, 1981 and 82. I would have been, like, 10, 11 years old. But you go back to the Monster Energy Supercross event, the first time that we held it at Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. I think it was the TWA Dome back then. So it was 1996. And we came into that event with McGrath. He had won every main event so far. And that was the night that I was able to stop his win streak. And so there's just, you know, something that resonates with me about the state of Missouri and how important the support of the crowd was that night. I just felt like, you know, like if I went to tip over in a turn, almost like there was like a higher power and a force that would just prop me back up, you know? And I just, that night, I just felt like it was one of those nights where the wind was at your back. And man, I said, like, no matter what, I could probably shut my eyes for the next 15 minutes, I'm still going to win this race. It just was one of those really, really magical nights. And so, hopefully we'll get some of that talk into the Hall of Fame and maybe some of the footage of that night. And so, yeah, I'm just really honored and blessed to be a part of that and join that with all these other sports greats that are in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame.
Freak Nation, always a great interview when he rolls into the Freak Nation, no matter how much he wants to kick him in the nuts or vice versa. Jeff Emig. Yeah, you've come a long way, Home Slice. It's awesomeness.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you, Kenny, Crash, Statman, everybody. Have a happy holidays. Thank you to all the listeners. And check us out on Fox Sports 1, first weekend of January, first Saturday night. Ralph, yeah. Ricky, Jenny, and myself.
Cool.
Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Happy holidays.
You got it. Jeff Emig joining Speed Freaks from the Lucas Oil Studios.
He is good.
He's gone from rest to run.
Oops.
Just so completely. Look, he's throwing in a promo there at the end.
He's very solid.
It is greatness. Wow. Freak Nation, coming up next, we're going to try and get into one of our first freakies of the year. Let's do Racer of the Year.
All right.
What's next? Freak Radio Network.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, cat people, it's the holiday season. The last thing you want to do is worry about your cat's pooper. So, as Elsa would say, let it go, right? So, sign up for monthly deliveries from CatSpotLitter.com and forget about running out to the pet store for a last-minute purchase. CatSpot Litter is the best litter in the industry. It's organic, it eliminates odors, it's lightweight, it seconds as a garden soil, and it's delivered monthly to your door. Take the stress out of your holiday season. Heck, take the stress out of our world. Huh? Did you know there's 11 billion pounds? Yes, that's billion with a B. 11 billion pounds of unbiodegradable clay litter per year dumped in our landfills. You can stop that nonsense now. Go to catspotlitter.com. Just do the right thing this holiday season. Do it for you. Do it for your friends and family. Do it for your cats. And do it for our planet. Go healthy. Go organic. How about making it a New Year's resolution? Convert now. Catspotlitter.com. That's catspotlitter.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Now everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Holidays, Freak Nation. Thanks for listening to the best of Speed Freaks.
Speed Freaks for the Sunday night. Jeff Emig just spent a good 15 minutes with us. He was talking about that April 1996 where McGrath hadn't lost in about 20 years. And he finally beats him. Man, over 20 years ago, Jeff Emig at 46. Who'd have thunk? All right, we're not gonna have enough time to get into one of our first freakies. We've got to break in about 2.5 minutes, so we'll spend a lot of that time going over our Freakies of the Year. What do you got, Freak Nation? Follow us on Twitter for the categories. Racer of the Year, Freak of the Year, Freaking Rider, Driver of the Year. What do you have? What do you have, Freak Nation?
I've already changed my story of the year because I completely forgot what was obviously the biggest story of the year. I keep using obviously.
Then why do we even do this if it's obvious? Right? Because it's not obvious to me. Okay. There's three or four out there that I've had to battle with. I mean, Statman's still using his eraser right now to come to play.
Yeah, we got to make motorsports great again, Crash. Come on.
Oh, you said this.
No, he didn't say it. He didn't say it, Crash.
I just wanted to say a T-free zone.
Nah, he didn't say it. I did see Jameis Winston get ate up by, it looked like, the Dallas Cowboys over the last 30. There were enough people on Jameis Winston. He was sacked by
Wait. Can I pull the curtain back just a little bit?
Yeah.
I know you were up against it, but we were not on last Sunday, and it came to me late as to why. Statman, oh, duh, the Cowboys were playing last Sunday night. Kenny wanted to make sure to watch his boys. So then when tonight's game got flexed, this would be two Sunday nights in a row now with the Cowboys on. You have to be dying right about now, Kenny.
Nah, it's all right, man. It's at 11-2. Dak Prescott.
What if we put a rumor out there that the Cowboys are thinking of trading Dez Bryant before next year?
Well, our big Dallas affiliate, 105 Through the Fan, the home of the Cowboys.
That might get a lot of calls in there, you know. I mean, that's what they want to do, people calling in.
Yeah, they might have something to say about that, won't they?
I don't see how he helps the team.
Statman, like Crash said, we're up against it right now.
excuses.
We are up against it right now. I know he sure has sucked for a lot of folks in fantasy football this year. Man. So this is what we're going to do. Eric Curran, he won the 2016 Sports Car Championship in the prototype class in IMSA WeatherTech Series for 2016. He's going to join us next hour. We're going to get to our big old freakies. Freak of the year, freaking story of the year, freaking racer of the year. And we want you guys to chime in on Twitter at Speed Freaks. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hey, cat people, it's the holiday season. The last thing you want to do is worry about your cat's pooper. So, as Elsa would say, let it go, right? So, sign up for monthly deliveries from CatSpotLitter.com and forget about running out to the pet store for a last-minute purchase. CatSpot Litter is the best litter in the industry. It's organic, it eliminates odors, it's lightweight, it's seconds as a garden soil, and it's delivered monthly to your door. Take the stress out of your holiday season. Heck, take the stress out of our world. Huh? Did you know there's 11 billion pounds? Yes, that's billion with a B. 11 billion pounds of unbiodegradable clay litter per year dumped in our landfills. You can stop that nonsense now. Go to catspotlitter.com. Just do the right thing this holiday season. Do it for you. Do it for your friends and family. Do it for your cats. And do it for our planet. Go healthy. Go organic. How about making it a New Year's resolution? Convert now. CatSpotLitter.com. That's CatSpotLitter.com.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.